3, Mishnah 4, Hanotah, Shtei Shuras Shel Kishun. If one plants two rows of cucumbers, Shtei Shuras Shel Dlum, and then two rows of gourds, Shtei Shuras Shel Pula Mitzri, and then two rows of Egyptian beans, Mutter. So says the Mishnah, that is permitted. Why? Because each pair of rows gives it the status of a field. And once it's now a distinct field, so it's not like planting, mixed things into the same field. Shuras Shel Kishun, if he plants one row of cucumbers, Shuras Shel Dilum, one row of gourd, Shuras Shel Pul, one row of Egyptian beans, Asa. So that is forbidden because it's only one row, doesn't give it now the status of a field. So now they would have to be properly spaced apart. Shuras Shel Kishun, Shuras Shel Dilum, Shuras Shel Pul Amitri, but Shuras Shel Kishun again. So now he plants cucumbers, gourd, Egyptian beans, and then cucumbers again. So do the two rows of cucumbers give it the status of a cucumber field, or is it still individual rows? How do you look at it now? Says the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer permits you to plant like this because he holds it get the status of a field, a cucumber field, particularly the Chachamim Oishrim, but the rabbis forbade it, and they say that the two rows of cucumbers don't give you the status, and so it is forbidden.